One Voice Recording presents The Memoirs of Sherlock Holmes, The Adventure of the Resident Patient by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, with all character roles portrayed by David Ian Davies. This recording is copyrighted 2004 by One Voice Recordings. All rights, including broadcast and public performance, are reserved by the copyright holder. In glancing over the somewhat incoherent series of memoirs, in which I have endeavoured to illustrate a few of the mental peculiarities of my friend Mr. Sherlock Holmes, I have been struck by the difficulty which I have experienced in picking out examples which shall in every way answer my purpose. For in those cases in which Holmes has performed some tour de force of analytical reasoning, and has demonstrated the value of his peculiar methods of investigation, the facts themselves have often been so slight, or so commonplace, that I couldn't feel justified in laying them before the public. On the other hand, it has frequently happened that he has been concerned in some research where the facts have been of the most remarkable and dramatic character, but where the share which he has himself taken in determining their causes has been less pronounced than I, as his biographer, could wish. The small matter which I have chronicled under the heading of A Study in Scarlet, and that other later one connected with the loss of the glorious Scott, may serve as examples of this Scylla and Charybdis, which are forever threatening the historian. It may be that in the business which I am now about to write, the part which my friend played is not sufficiently accentuated, and yet the whole train of circumstances is so remarkable that I cannot bring myself to omit it entirely from this series. It had been a close, rainy day in October. Our blinds were half drawn, and Holmes lay curled up upon the sofa. He was reading and rereading a letter.